Hey, it's Jen Thoden with Your Color Style, the place to be to reinvent yourself with color. It's confusing sometimes when someone has like pinkish fair skin and they know that they have cool undertones, but yet they have warmer hair, brown or even blonde hair. And so it's confusing because they don't really feel like they fit anywhere. If this describes you, then this episode is for you. What do you do when you've got this mix of cools and warms? Like, where do you fit? Because none of it makes any sense. It's not obvious. And in fact, this is the opposite too. I've met people that have warm undertones. They know they have warm undertones. They have warmth in their eyes, warmth in their skin, but their hairs are very ashy brown. So where do they fit? If you go by the seasons, it's going to confuse you because the seasons are very definitive in their descriptions. So this is why it gets confusing. A spring is someone who is light and bright and warm, and a summer is someone that is also light and but cool and a little bit not as maybe not as bright as a spring. And then you've got, and so on and so on. So where does someone fit when you're light, but you're not any of these things? If you have a combination of warm and cool, warm skin and eyes and cool hair, or cool skin and eyes and warm hair, it is likely that you are soft. Now, in the Your Color Style system, what that means is that you will likely look better and best in colors from the soft color wheel. The soft color wheel are colors that have been muted. Now, it doesn't mean they go all the way gray, but they can, okay? But what it means is that it's not pure color. Pure color, clear chroma colors are bright. And you could add black, which does slightly mute, and you can add white, which also slightly softens the color. But for the most part, they're pretty clear. In the soft color wheel, these colors are muted. So they already kind of look and have a grayish quality about them. Even though and you can still go dark and light with those, but they're definitely softer. And someone who typically, this is just a guideline. I have seen these rules broken many times. But if you have a combination of cool and warm, you are likely someone that looks best in the soft color wheel. And that might be why a lot of the colors that you'd normally have tried in the seasons don't feel right because they're probably too bright on you, too intense on you somehow. Okay? So trust your gut with your undertones. Okay? If you've got pinkish skin, you likely have cool undertones, even if your hair is confusing you. And the opposite is true. If you have warm undertones and you know that, but your hair confuses you, stick with your undertones, but try wearing softer colors. Fabrics that have a heathery kind of pattern to them are ideal for you. Okay? So I hope that helps. If you like this content, please subscribe. If you're listening to it out on a podcast or watching it out on YouTube, please visit the blog at yourcolorstyle.com. There is a quiz out there that's absolutely free that can help you figure out what colors look best on you. And there's also just tons of content to help you learn how to wear your colors best. I'm Jen Thoden. Thanks for watching and listening.